This is Dairy Radio Now.
Is there a gift under the Christmas tree for dairy farmers? Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter, talks with Lee about it on this Milky Monday. Lee?
Matt, we stand today close to the end of 2018 and the day before Christmas, where children anticipate gifts under the tree. Are there any for dairy farmers?
That's a great question, Lee. You know, 2018 has been, without a doubt, a challenging year for dairy farmers. And if you were to rewind a year ago at this time, farmers were very optimistic about what 2018 would bring. And 2018 ended up bringing trade wars and milk prices that certainly were below expectations and in many cases below the cost of production. So what are they to look forward to in 2019? There's some positive things happening. The first is that our trade war appears to be unwinding. Relations with China have stabilized some. With Mexico, we have the NAFTA 2.0, the USMCA agreement has been negotiated, and we have milk production slowing in the US, Europe, and New Zealand. So if you were to say, you know, what's the big gift sitting under the tree, hopefully it's better times ahead.
Let's look at last week's November milk production report. What does it say to you specifically, Matt?
Milk production was only up 0.6% during November. That's a low enough growth in supply that consumption likely outpaced supply during the month. That's, of course, good news. The news that's more mixed is that we continue to see cow numbers decline so far in 2018, and more than 40,000 cows. You know, that means farmers are going out of business. And if you look regionally, farmers are exiting the business in the eastern part of the United States. States like Pennsylvania going on south are hit particularly hard. But then out west, you continue to see growth. So to sum it up, production report was a slowdown in supply, which, of course, is good for prices.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thank you, Lee. One present that's already been unwrapped before Christmas time, the 2018 Farm Bill.
With a flourish of his pen, President Trump signed the 2018 Farm Bill into law.
You think this was an easy one? You know, they think it was easy. It was not an easy one. But we have to take care of our farmers and our ranchers, and we will take care of them.
He also noted that the signing took place on the birthday of Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
This is the best birthday present you could have, I think.
It is a great birthday present, not only for me, but for all of agriculture, to give the producers, the ranchers, and farmers across America the peace of mind going forward. They can make their plans in 2019, make their lenders and bankers proud of what they can plan for.
Secretary Perdue noted he was wearing his lucky tractor tie, which is the same tie he wore in November 2016 when he was interviewed for the job. This is Stephanie Hoff in Washington, D.C.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Gearing up for 2019 with a lot of events to plan for, including the American Dairy Science Association and their annual Discover Conference, and that is coming up May 28th through the 31st in Illinois. Here's Dr. Ken Olson to tell us more about the ADSA Discover Conferences.
Well, the Discover Conferences have been operating for quite a few years now, but what they're designed to do is provide a forum where you can get experts in somewhat of an informal setting, but an opportunity to interact and talk about what's the latest in this particular area. They cover a variety of things, but what they try to do is identify an area that's of great interest within the dairy industry and within the consumer industry. And so you get people that sometimes don't normally have an opportunity to talk to each other, to interact. You know, what's going on? What does your research show? What else do we need to do? How can we work together to address the questions? That's really what the Discover Conference is doing. It kind of gets back to some of our work on funding of research, because we can identify priorities and from that be advocating for the funding that we need for research. We do those a couple times a year, and good information that's there. Interpretive summaries from this are available on SPAC, so we kind of try to link all of our things together and provide access to it so it can be used after the fact as well as during meetings.
That's Dr. Ken Olson from the American Dairy Science Association, the next Discover Conference May 28th through the 31st in Illinois. More details at ADSA.org. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.